We've been discussing past couple of evenings some halachos related to the counting of the Omer. Wanted to touch upon tonight just a few divrei halacha with regard to the avelus of the Omer. And whereas the dinim of the counting of the Omer are in Siman Tuf Pei Tes, dinim of avelus of the Omer are found in Siman Tuf Tzadi Gimel. And it is here that we find, as is well known, the two most popular or most common minhagim of when to observe avelus during the Sfiras Omer period. The first is what we colloquially refer to as first Sfira, and that is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the minhag is not to marry from after Pesach until Lag BaOmer. That's in Sif Aleph, Noagim Shalolisa Isha Bein Pesach LaAtzeres Ad Lag LaOmer. And then in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch adds Noagim Shalolistaper Ad Lag LaOmer. The Isser of Nisuin and of Tispores from after Pesach until Lag BaOmer, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's until after Lag BaOmer, until Yom Lamed Dalid Baboker. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. Getting there. Give me a moment. So the Ramav here in Sif Aleph comments, seemingly within the Shita of the Mechaber, that according to this minog, that one cannot marry until Lag BaOmer. The Ramah writes, but from Lag BaOmer and on, everything is permissible. Meaning, according to this minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, everything is mutter after Lag BaOmer. However, then in Sif Gimel, the Ramah quotes a second minhag, which is what you're referring to, Larry. The Ramah then quotes in Sif Gimel the following, that in many places the minhag is to take haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and such individuals have no heter to take haircuts after Lag BaOmer, although there is a heter on Lag BaOmer itself, even according to this minhag, to take haircuts. So according to the second minhag, everything is mutter, says the Shulchan Ramah, from Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but there is no heter from Lag BaOmer on. There is a heter, however, for haircuts on Lag BaOmer itself. And within this minhag of the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes what seems to be two versions or two variations. According to this minhag, either you observe the heter to take haircuts up to and including the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which would mean through this coming Monday. And if that's the case, the Mishnah Berurah writes, then the minhag of prohibiting Tispores would then begin right after Monday, meaning Monday night, and it would extend, with the exception of Lag BaOmer day itself, it would extend up to Erev Shavuos. That's one version of the minhag. The other version of the minhag, the Mishnah Berurah writes, quoting from the Chai Adam, is that the allowance for haircuts is up to, but not including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, meaning not including Sunday, Monday, and then the prohibition would begin from Sunday. It would extend, with the exception of Lag BaOmer, up to the beginning of the Shlosha Simei Hagbala. So not Erev Shavuos, which is Hey Sivan, not Dalet Sivan, but Gimel Sivan in the morning, the first of the Shlosha Simei Hagbala. So those are the, again, two basic minhagim of when to observe avelus during Sfira, and within the second minhag of the Ramah, the two variations, the two versions of it, whether it is which way Rosh Chodesh Iyar goes. Is Rosh Chodesh Iyar included in the days in which you can take a haircut, or is it included in the days in which you cannot take a haircut? So those are the two basic minhagim. Of interest, however, is the following. So clearly, to answer your question then, the practice of those who have weddings after Pesach, up to and sometimes including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, is clearly within that second minhag of the Ramah, which Rav Moshe Feinstein felt very strongly was the minhag for Bnei Ashkenaz, although nowadays it seems that many Ashkenazim observe the first minhag of Sfira. Rav Moshe Feinstein felt very strongly that the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz was always like the Ramah, to observe the what we call the second Sfira, whereas he felt the first minhag is a minhag of Sfardim. Again, it seems that many Ashkenazim nonetheless have the first minhag of Sfira, but Rav Moshe felt that that was for Sfardim only. Be that as it may, the practice of those who do have weddings in this period of time after Pesach up to and perhaps including Rosh Chodesh is according to the Ramah, the second minhag of Sfira. Of interest, though, is that the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Mishnah Berurah writes, and this is in the beginning of the Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, in Sif Katan Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Mishnah Berurah says that when we speak of in the Shulchan Aruch of the Isser to get married during the Omer period, so the Shulchan Aruch himself already says that although there's an Isser of Nisuin, but there is an allowance for Kiddushin. Why? So Mishnah Berurah explains, because you don't want to run the risk of someone else cutting in, so to speak, and taking the one you had in mind for yourself. Okay, so Kiddushin is mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. Now, we, of course, nowadays do Kiddushin together with Nisuin. So if we're not doing weddings, we're not doing Kiddushin either. So the Mishmur writes that, therefore, you are allowed to, however, perform Shiduchin, I guess, which we would loosely translate as engagement, although Shiduchin in time is the Mishmur meant most likely with Tanoim, which was a far stronger commitment than what our engagement usually represents. But the Mishnah Berurah says that one is allowed to perform Shiduchim during this Omer period, even when you are observing Avelis. And he says, and you can even have a Su'uda to celebrate the Shiduchim. So even during the Avelis period, you can have the engagement, you can have the engagement party, if you will, the Su'uda. But then Mishnah Berurah adds, however, Lasos Rikudin Umecholos, that's Usser. So the celebration of the Su'udah for Shaduchin, that you can do even during the Avelos period. But the dancing, the Rikudin and Mecholos, that says Mishbur, that is Usser. And then he says, and certainly other dancing, which is Shel Rishus, which is only optional, certainly one should refrain from during the Sfira period. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be allowing a Su'uda for Shaduchim even during the Avelis period, but prohibiting the dancing during that Avelis morning period. Okay, so it seems from here, okay, this is only during the Avelis morning period. During the morning period of Sfira, whichever minhag I'm observing, then I can have a Su'uda for the Shaduchim. Maybe I'll call it the Vort nowadays. You can have the Vort even during your Omer period, as long as there's no dancing, and although it's not explicit in the Mishnah Berurah, but nowadays the minhag is that where dancing does not go, neither does music. We assume the two go together nowadays. So when the Mishnah Berurah says that during the Sfira period, even if you're observing the morning of the Sfira period, you can have a Su'udah to celebrate Shaduchim, that would mean you could have a Vart, but it doesn't allow you to have dancing, which would mean presumably you can't have music playing either. What then, however, seems to be somewhat surprising is that in the Sha'arat Siyun here, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Sha'arat Siyun, Mishnah Berurah says, and even in that period of time, from post-Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, for those who do not yet observe the morning period, Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lehistapek, nonetheless, it's a little unclear, im yesh lahakel berikudin umecholos shel rishus. Meaning, even during that period of time when I'm not yet observing my Avelis period, or maybe I already have observed my Avelis period, I'm keeping second sphere, and now it's before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or I kept first sphere, now it's after Lag BaOmer. Even then, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh l'stapek, it's a little unclear if one is allowed to have dancing when there is no mitzvah purpose involved. It's only Shal Rishus. So what would that mean? That would mean that if I'm keeping second sphere, and right now it's still before my sphere period begins, any dancing Shal Rishus, Mishnah Berurah says, not so clear that it's allowed. Not so clear that it's allowed. So the contemporary poskim debate, discuss as follows. So Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's a suffix if one is allowed to have rikudin umecholos shel rishus during this period of time when I'm not observing the isser of tispores of the Omer Avelos restrictions. And this is quoted lahalacha b'shem Shlomo Zalman Arba, Halicha Shlomo. The Shlomo Zalman did, in fact, come out against allowing dancing when it's Shel Rishus during the period of Sfira when I am not yet observing my Minhagim of Avelus of Sfira. So is written in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. But he adds that this is all dependent on the Minhag, whatever the Minhag may be. So, what then is considered Shel Rishus? What then is considered Shel Mitzvah? It seems clear from the Shaar HaTzion that we are inclined to be machmir to prohibit dancing when it's Shel Rishus, even though it's not the moment during which I'm observing my Avelus of Sfira. But it seems I would be allowed to dance if it is a Suda Shel Mitzvah, presumably. So what then is considered a Su'uda Shel Mitzvah and a Su'uda Shel Rishus? Well, clearly a Su'udas Nisuin is a Su'uda Shel Mitzvah. That goes without saying. When it gets married, which we said is permissible for those who keep that second sphere to get married now until Rosh Chodesh Iyar or even through Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's clearly Su'udas Mitzvah. Well, then presumably and clearly one would be allowed to have dancing and music during that period of time. What is interesting is that there is a discussion with regard to a Su'udas Bar Mitzvah. Suda's Bar Mitzvah. The poskim quotes a Maharshal in his Yamshal Shlomo on Baba Kama who writes that a Suda's Bar Mitzvah is a Suda's Mitzvah if it's Bo B'Yom. Well, how often do we actually celebrate a Suda's Bar Mitzvah on the Bo B'Yom? Sometimes, yes, not always. So if not, the Maharshal says, but if the Bar Mitzvah boy is going to be Doresh, or in Piskei Tshuvos in his Chelek Beis volume, he writes, or if someone else there, let's say the father of the Bar Mitzvah is going to be Dorish, that also makes it count as a Su'udas Mitzvah, which presumably then would also be included in this category of Heter from the impression one gets from reading the Shaar HaTzion that you'd be allowed to have Rikudim and Mecholos even as long as it's not during your Minhag of Sfira Avelus period. But if it was not on the Bo B'Yom, and if there's no one darshaning Divrei Torah, then it would seem to be somewhat more questionable, a suffix in the Shaar HaTzion from the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Primogenim, as to whether then there would be such a heter of Rikudin Mecholos.